Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for our meditation this evening is taken from the 27th chapter of Matthew. It was the second reading, which you heard before. They thought that it was hysterical, this Galilean peasant pretending to be a king. It cracked them up. They decided to have some fun at his expense. The soldiers began by taking away his clothes. He had to stand there as they mocked him. Then they found a scarlet robe and they put that around his shoulders. "There, now he's beginning to look kingly," they said. "You know what's missing? He needs a crown." So one of them thinks up a crown for this peasant king from Galilee, a crown to teach him a thing or two about his silly daydreams, a crown of entwining thorns. They smash the crown down upon his head, the thorns bite, and the blood pours. Still, he stands there. His response is not what they had hoped for. He is silent to the taunts and the mockery and the jeers. Someone comes up with another missing item. The king needs a scepter. They scrounge around and they find a reed and they make his right hand take it. And they step back to admire the finished product, blood running down his face from the thorns piercing his head, his body barely covered with the red scarlet robe, a flimsy reed that flops this way and that. Behold, the man who would be king. They fall to their knees laughing. "Oh, your majesty," they cry. "Hail, king of the Jews." Still, he looks on in silence. And their mockery turns vicious. He will not play along with their game. So he'll pay. They begin to spit on him to show their utter contempt. And because they can. They take his scepter and whip his head with the reed. "Some scepter, some rule, some kingdom. You are nothing. And you are about to die. And it will not be easy. Wait and see, king of the Jews." What these men totally miss is the depth of his pity for them. For these who wound him with mockery, who try to shame him, who are preparing to torture and ultimately kill him. Look into his eyes, though, and you'll see it. A depth of compassion and a fountain of love that will shake you to your core. It's a human trait common to all people to love your friends and to do right by them. But to love your enemies, to have nothing but compassion for those who taunt you and want to spill your blood, that's the mark of the heavenly friend. The exclusive mark of Jesus Christ. What language shall I borrow to thank thee, dearest friend, for this, thy dying sorrow, thy pity, without end, limitless pity. Compassion with no end to it. The look of pity from the face of the mocked king extends not only to his torturers, but also to the entire human race, which is complicit in his death. And just a few agonizing hours later, he would say it, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." And the truth, beyond all truths, is that Jesus actually is King. The King, promised to Israel. Jesus, the long-awaited Son of David, but even more, He's the King for the Gentiles too. He's their ruler as well. He is the one to whom the entire universe belongs. Every single one of us, including those who mocked and shamed Him, owe their existence only to His will that we exist. A single thought from Jesus could have undone all those who sought His death. A single thought from Jesus could have destroyed us all. But in that moment of highest provocation, in that moment when every other story ever told would say it's time for Him to strike back in vengeance, all He returns is love, pity, compassion, mercy. That's what fills Him. That's who Jesus is. And this is how He reigns as King. He rules in a love that hate can't conquer. And in that unconquerable love, Jesus is determined to share everything that we've chosen for ourselves. You and I were destined to sit on thrones of glory and be robed in magnificent garments, wearing crowns on our heads. That's what God wanted for us and why He created us. And we threw it all away. And we embraced another path, our path. No matter how high the cost, we embraced our path and our ways, which includes a counterfeit crown that kills us slowly but surely. But Jesus would not have that be our end. He came to walk that path as King, so that through His sufferings, all that we lost might be restored to us yet again. And you know the way that works. Jesus is stripped so that you can be clothed in the robe of His perfection. Jesus wears the crown of thorns so that one day you will wear the crown of gold. He is beaten and mocked so that you could be welcomed and treasured. Jesus will overcome all hatred and all mockery and remain love. And so open a way for us to return to the kingdom that the Father has prepared for us from the very beginning. Look at Him. Jesus walks that way, that suffering way, in noble fashion. None of the mockery can take away His majesty. This is your King. And He deserves your allegiance. But even far more than that, here is your dearest friend who endured all of this, every last taunt and jeer for the love of you. How will you thank Him for such kingly love? We pray. O make me thine forever. And should I fainting be, Lord, let me never, never outlive my love for thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.